Give me liberty or give me death. This is The War with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, let's look at how this Kamala hype is not working. Do Democrats twerking get your vote? Clip 5.
What do you guys think about Kamala?
It'd be cool.
She's terrible. If she comes into office, it will be done.
It'd be cool to see a female black, you know, she's half black, not fully black, but it'd be cool to see a black president.
A Western Indian.
Female black president, but I'm definitely voting for Trump.
Let me tell you something. She tries to get the black vote. Because if you look at her past things, and maybe 10, 15 years ago, when she's in interviews, she identifies as West Indian.
She does. She
the only way that she's identified as African American is right now. During right now. Because she wants the voters. That's but true. She doesn't give a fuck. Because where was she at in these past 4 years and she's vice president? What has she done for us?
She have not.
Can
done
you
shit.
Say one thing that
I
she's
didn't
done?
Even know she was the vice president.
Can we That's say what she has done?
Let's go, Trump.
And I am going to stand on Trump. And I'm so sorry if that may ruffle people's feathers. I have done my own research. And Trump has done a lot for us, more than what the media tries to portray. They're getting all our favorite rappers. They're having Megan Thee Stallion twerk and all of that to gain because they think that that's going to make us vote for them. Mm-hmm. And that's not.
And that never got my vote.
And that will never get my vote.
Twerking
and I'm going to stand on that.
Vote.
Twerking
did
and
not get my vote.
Meg Thee Stallion. First off, the
That's
song
ignorance.
That she was even saying is very ignorant.
Ouch. Now there's a whole campaign of black women against Kamala Harris. Specifically, that alone. Clip 14.
My name is Jasmine Woodson.
Hi, my name is Silla.
I'm Karen Watson.
I'm Yolanda Johnson from Georgia.
This is Bibi Diamond from New York City.
I'm Dana Galen, and I'm from Tampa, Florida.
I live in Hagerstown, Maryland.
Out here in Maricopa County.
Kalamazoo County, Michigan.
I am a proud African immigrant living in Florida.
I'm from the great state of New Jersey.
I'm Angelina from Philly, and this November, I am not voting for Kamala Harris.
I am not voting for Kamala Harris.
I'm not voting for Kamala Harris.
I am not with Kamala Harris.
I am not with her.
I'm not with her.
I am not with Kamala Harris.
I'm not with Kamala.
I am not for Kamala. I am for Donald Trump.
I am not with Kamala.
I am not with her because she is not with me.
I support President Trump and the economic policies our country experienced under his leadership as our 45th president.
President Trump will support our law enforcement agencies and fund them appropriately.
Donald Trump made me proud to be an American.
I'm with Donald J. Trump.
We need a leader who can make America great again.
Trump puts Americans first, and he always will.
We need Donald Trump.
I and millions of other black Americans will cast my vote for Donald J. Trump.
I will proudly cast my vote for Donald J. Trump as our next president.
Let's make America great again.
Now, this is on the streets of New York. A man says this is what happens when Democrats get in charge. Clip 15.
Are you voting for Trump or Kamala?
Oh, Trump.
Trump? Why Trump? Yeah.
It's worse than third world countries.
How do you think it's gotten so bad? Like, what do you think's happened? What's caused it?
Well, you know, the crook politic and the mayor, he's a crook. He's doing business with the hotels to rob the taxpayers. You know, it's all a scam. All the hotels, all the asylum seekers, they get in the hotel. The mayor is getting paid, and the governor and all that. Yeah. It's a scam. So what is the point of bringing people with no papers, no skills, no language to speak? We got 270 million white Americans out of 330 million. If Trump loses election, it's rigged 200%.
Why do you like Trump? What about him?
Look at him. The economy, when he first took over, the economy was booming. So China came out with the coronavirus. And you know, people from the inside with the media and all that, they played the role with China. Why? To lock people in the house, to destroy the American economy. It was an economically move.
You're saying the politicians got millions of dollars?
Yes, 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 yes. You know that already if you got any common sense. You think anybody's going to vote for Kamala? It's not about race. She doesn't make any sense.
People are waking up, folks.
She doesn't have no goals.
People are waking up. I mean, look, you saw what happened in 2020. You think anybody will believe Kamala Harris beats Donald Trump?
A limited edition, exclusive, InfoWars proprietary, 24-carat, .999, pure gold collectible is now available. In this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art, this is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight-up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, now, I've got all kinds of stories dealing with the legal battles happening right now to stop the election in 2024 from being stolen. You also have action coming up on Capitol Hill with the SAVE Act. It's amazing. Why do Democrats not want there to be voter ID? I think the answer is obvious. Why don't Democrats want the voter rolls to be purged? I think the answer is obvious. Joining me now is an attorney who's taking action. And so this is why I get frustrated when people say nothing has been done to change what happened in 2020. Nothing has been done to stop them from stealing 2024. You are wrong. A lot has been done, and great lawyers like Mike Yoder are continuing to do the legwork. So Mike joins me now with a huge exclusive. Mike, you're involved right now in litigation to help protect the 2024 elections. Break to my audience what's happening.
So it's actually even bigger than me being involved. It's the fact that I no longer am doing this alone. We have started a nonprofit called Citizen AG, largely in part because we don't have a United States Attorney General that's actually defending the rights of Americans. And we're enlisting a lot of lawyers. So I'm, you know, running it from an administrative standpoint and overseeing the strategy and overseeing making sure things get done. But we can have 10, 20, 30, 100 of us instead of just me on paper litigating. And we just filed suit earlier today against Fulton County, Georgia, after we have video footage of them admitting to violating election laws caught on tape. And we're going to continue that until the election to ensure not that it's anything partisan, but rather that Americans and only eligible registered American voters are the ones that pick the 47th president of the United States.
Well, I do want to talk more about Citizen AG, and this is so beautiful and kind of the story behind it. What was admitted in this tape, and where does this lawsuit go?
So it's actually, I just posted the video. It was posted contemporaneously by the plaintiff of this case, Jason Frazier, who's a Georgia Fulton County resident, who back at a Board of Commissioners hearing, the chair of the Board of Elections admitted, and I quote, "Fulton County never does an independent search for anybody, dead people, felons, people who live out of state." Yet, if you look at Georgia's election laws under Section 221-2-228A, it expressly states, and it says the word shall, which if you look at any Supreme Court precedent, the word shall is a mandate or an obligatory action taken on behalf of a government official, which in this case would be the Board of Elections, that requires that they inspect at a minimum from time to time. And it says each elector on the voter roll. The only word that falls outside the scope of such a liberal time frame within which they can inspect the voter rolls is the word never. And they admitted that they never inspect the voter rolls. And we even challenged other names that are still ineligible voters, that all the way down to having their address, their voter IDs in other states, photos of their home and property records showing purchases of property outside of Fulton County, Georgia. Yet these names are still remaining on the rolls. And that's where these phantom voters come from. And that's exactly what we're trying to clean up.
Well, and let me just expand on that. because I got a whole stack of different lawsuits that are going on right now. Republicans are suing in Michigan, in North Carolina to remove voters that aren't legal votes off the voter rolls. It's dead people. It's non-citizens. It's people that have registered to get mail-in ballots sent to parking lots, gas stations. I think there's a bunch of these lawsuits. I think it's either 24 or 17 states. It's a big number that the Republicans are suing to purge these voter rolls. And of course, the Democrats are fighting it. Now, there's no debate here. This is so obvious. This is 1 + 1 = 2. Why don't Democrats want the voter rolls purged? It was 1.1 million ineligible voters in Texas alone. They had hundreds of thousands in Virginia, hundreds of thousands in Florida, over 220,000 in North Carolina. So what they're doing in Georgia is they're trying to do the same thing. Stop the voter rolls from being purged of illegal votes. Is that what's going on here?
Well, the easiest way I can explain this is using an analogy where let's think about a teacher in a classroom and there's 20 kids in the classroom. And that teacher would be the incumbent administration. And let's say that teacher says, I don't want to go outside for recess today because it's raining. So I personally want to stay inside, but I'm going to let the kids pick because it's up to the kids if we go outside or not. So she calls a vote, who wants to go outside for recess? And let's say, 18 kids raise their hand, they want to go outside, 2 say no. Well, then the teacher lies to the kids and tells the kids, you're going to get sick. You could get really sick if you the rain and all, makes up all these different excuses, vast majority of which are lies. And it gets 5 kids to flip. So now that 18 turns down to 12 and it's 7. So 12 to 7. But the problem is that out of those 20 kids, after you lie and lie and lie, you still don't have enough to flip the yes, want to go out to recess, to a no, I don't want to go out to recess. So the only way that you can now change the outcome about going to recess is if you add more kids to the classroom. And that's exactly what they're doing by opening up the classroom door, which is our borders, and flooding it with other people that are just walking the halls of the school, so to speak, by adding in these phantom voters. That's exactly how they're doing it, because the more names they have on the voter roll, the more play there is. And if people are not voting in person, which is the one thing that I want to highly stress, is that go and vote. I see so many people online saying, what's the point of even voting if the rolls are rigged? Well, the point of voting if the rolls are rigged is the fact that, A, you're exercising a right that hundreds of thousands, if not over a million Americans have died for us to have in the first place. But secondly, it's important that you vote in person because that blocks them from using your name as a vote for someone else. Because whether you like it or not, the chances of your name being used in this election as a vote, whether it be digitally, whether it be on paper, whether it be through a ballot mail-in or not, or whether it be at a poll, at the end of the day, they're tabulated electronically, and digital data is what controls and reigns supreme. So that is why you must vote in person and exercise that right. Because if they do use your vote and double vote on your behalf, that's a crime, and it's something that needs to be addressed. So you can prevent the fraud by actually voting so they can't use your name twice. That is one of the most important things I can emphasize.
Yeah, and I also argue the point that you should vote anyway. I hate people. Kind of like I'm sick of people saying nothing has been done. That's not true. You're doing something. And I'm sick of people saying, I'm not going to vote because the whole thing is rigged. Well, even if it is rigged, I still think it's important to go out and vote because it's the exercise that, hey, we believe that the system works when it's done fairly. We have to show that, hey, we go out and vote, and when things are counted fairly, then the system works. Because if this becomes this mass voter apathy and people quit voting, then they'll just cancel votes. And they'll just say, okay, fine, we just won't have elections anymore. And we certainly don't want to open up the opportunity for that. But getting back to your analogy, I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe this applies to all of these states right now, but it'd be like, let's say it's actually a class of 30 kids. It's a class of 30 kids, but 10 kids are not there that day. They're sick, whatever, they're gone. And so the teacher says, all right, let's vote on who wants to go to recess, inside or outside. And let's say 14 vote to go outside and 6 vote to stay inside because there's 20 kids in the classroom. But then the final tally comes out and it's 16 kids want to go to inside, 14 kids want to go outside, whatever. And you say, wait a second, there's only 20 people here. Oh, but there's 30 people in the class. And even though they weren't there, they still got a vote magically. I mean, is that basically what's happening?
Yeah, it would be the teacher like saying, oh, Jimmy's not here today, but he always wears a hoodie, so I'm assuming that he doesn't like being cold, and since it's a little chilly, let's just not go outside, and I'm sure Jimmy would have voted to stay inside anyways. It's essentially having the name and the availability and it being on a voter roll is what enables the vote to manifest. It's not the fact that the name belongs to an individual and that individual's intent or actions cast a vote. It's the fact that that individual is named on a roll, even if they're dead, and all of a sudden they somehow have a vote tabulated. In Michigan, which we're also going to be filing suit, and we even have someone who did vote in person, followed up to see the results of the election, and it showed that he had voted by mail-in ballot, but his in-person vote was never tabulated. So we see all these leftist talking points about how these voter roll quote-unquote purges are damaging to the fundamental right to vote because eventually there is someone somewhere somehow who conceivably may have been erroneously included on a challenge and had their right to vote removed, and then they had to say, hey, I'm alive. And one person, they cite one person in these instances, singular people. Yet if they're so concerned about the right to vote, how is it possible that someone who doesn't actually exercises their right to vote by voting in person, their vote is actually deleted out of the system? So how do you reconcile that difference? It's a lie. It is an absolute lie. And this whole thing is simply about giving every American the one person, one vote right, meaning that your vote as an American person should be equal to the weight of every other person. This was established in 1964 in Baker v. Carr, which was a racial gerrymandering related issue that was trying to restore the value of a vote where it's not diluted by having votes either through gerrymandering or in today's modern age through voter roll maintenance or lack thereof, having your vote diluted. Every American's vote is equal to each other. One person, one vote, and that's what we need to restore in this country.
Well, you already went to the two places I wanted to go next, the pushback from this lawsuit and Michigan, because there's multiple lawsuits going on in Michigan. And I think I don't know how the Republicans don't win the lawsuit where the Democrats are getting like 10-1 poll watchers. They said it was 7-1, but the numbers actually look like it's 10-1 Democrat poll watchers to Republican. I mean, that's just blatantly illegal. I mean, you know, that's like if you're going 120 miles per hour in a 40 mile speed limit. I mean, you're speeding. There's no argument there. Then there's this, and this is more along the lines of what you're going for. This is from a women's empowerment group, a women's legal action group. We're defending Michigan voters from a lawsuit threatening their ability to vote. This is an outright lie. The lawsuit is trying to clear the voter rolls of dead voters, non-citizen voters, and people who have left the state. That's what the lawsuit does. It doesn't take away a single legal vote. It doesn't stop any citizen who can legally vote in Michigan from voting. And they just say, oh my gosh, they're threatening your ability to vote. A total lie. So what's your plan in Michigan? Is it just straight hit the voter rolls and clear out the ineligible voters, or is there more?
No, in Michigan, I'm going straight to the laws, and I'm going to uproot the unconstitutional statutes that facilitate the ability and the mechanisms that they rely on to do this. I'm not going to just play within the confines of the laws that they pass. I'm going to uproot every unconstitutional law that they've put in place that they can use to manifest those changes. It's like playing a board game against the board game's manufacturer. The board game's manufacturer writes the rules to the game, and you wonder why you lose every time. It's time that we actually go back to the core of it and have a say in the laws and the rules and make sure that they comport with the provisions of our federal constitution and ensure that the laws that they're passing are actually constitutional and no one's attacked the heart of those laws that are what they're operating within. I'm just blowing out the walls of that box and putting it back in place where we're controlled under the laws of our constitution.
So you see, when people have that response of, well, nobody's doing anything, nobody's done anything since 2020, it's just not true. You're putting in the work, the RNC is putting in the work, other legal groups are putting in the work. Now, look, obviously, we're all afraid of the same thing, not Kamala Harris. We're afraid of dead people voting. We're afraid of ballot harvesting. We're afraid of 200 mail-in ballots going to an empty parking lot and voting. We're afraid of my neighbor's cat voting. You know, that's what we're afraid of, and that's what this legal action is working on right now to stop it from happening. Now, I got all kinds of other examples, but I want to talk about Citizen AG, and I want to talk about why I have hope for America. And, I mean, really, it kind of is like this election is the major pivot point. If we can win this election, then I think we can really revamp conservative politics, Republican Party politics, to have a long-standing new tradition of victory, action, not worrying about the media, not worrying about political correctness. And so here's how I kind of introduce this. I met you, I want to say 2016, 2017. I believe you were still in law school at the time. I was just getting my show on InfoWars. And so here we are now. We have hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people tuning into this show right now. You are now a lawyer taking action to try to stop elections from being stolen. You've just founded Citizen AG. I think it's a brilliant name. And so I'm proud of this new generation of a Republican voter. I'm proud of this new generation of a quote-unquote conservative American. We are not the old conservatives. We're not here to just play ball. We're not here to take the knee when the left tells us to. We're not here to just be placated and not get results. We're in it to win it. So I'm proud of that. And I just look at your story, meeting you in 2016, 2017, to where you're at today, as an example of there's a new generation of a right-winger. There's a new generation of a Republican voter. There's a new generation of a conservative. And we're here to win. We're here to save the country. We know what we're up against. And it's not going to be this old brand of Republican that just gets beaten down by the Democrats, but just feels good to be there.
The two things that are fatal flaws that I see constantly are the fact it's one example is with Albert Einstein. He said 10 plus 1 is 11. 20 plus 1 is 21. He went all the way up and he said 90 plus 1 is 92. And the entire classroom laughed at him. And he said, isn't it interesting how when I did every other problem perfectly correct, no one gave me any praise, but when I got one thing wrong, you all crucified me? That's what we see in the media, and that's why anyone that says that no one's doing anything is just background noise, and I tune it out because I know, at its core, I know the people that actually care about the country and the people that are doing things notice, and it's loud and clear when I'm coming. Secondly, I'm done going into fights where there's principle to a fault. Republicans continue to play by the same rules that are rigged against them, and then they wonder why there's never an outcome. And that's the Republicans that aren't even two wings of the same bird that are effectively just masquerading in MAGA cloth. They're never Trumpers or Democrats that are just wrapped as Trojan horses in Make America Great Again wardrobe. At the end of the day, I care about this country. It's given me every single freedom and every single opportunity that I've ever had my entire life, as well as just for you and every other listener in this audience. And I will be damned if I let other Americans die in wars before me so I don't come out here and try to protect the same freedoms and ensure that my son has the same abilities, that my daughters can go to college and actually get educated if they so choose to. But they can also be stay-at-home mothers if they so choose as well, because there's nothing wrong with that, which is another lie that has been perpetrated that permeates our society. It's time that people realize that no one is going to solve the problems for you. And if you put your head in the sand, it doesn't make it go away. It just sets you up to be blindsided with reality. This country is worth saving. Every single state in this country is worth saving. And if people don't actually start to take accountability and fight back and bear a little bit of the load, it's never going to change. Silence is effectively, and I'm not saying silence is compliance, but it damn well paves the road for these things to manifest. And if every single person helped, whether it be contributing to the fight so we can get more lawyers at Citizen AG, whether it's be standing up and speaking out and saying what your mind actually thinks, even if it's something I disagree with, every single person needs to be able to speak freely, share their mind, and have a backbone to fight against any time that they're pushed against. And we're not there. That's the problem. And this country needs to solve that.
Well, and, you know, this is why I think it's important, probably more important for young boys to get involved in sports. And here's kind of how I try to motivate people. And I don't know how you can be a black pillar or a doom and gloom person if this is how you start your day. You start your day and you say, is America worth fighting for? Is America worth saving? Yes. Well, then now your whole perspective, your whole paradigm, your whole attitude towards the day changes, in my opinion. You can't be doom and gloom. And why do I say it's important to play sports? Because you're going to go out there and compete in sports, and sometimes you might go up against a tougher team. You might go up against a team that you can't beat. But you know what? Sometimes you beat that team. Sometimes you win. And that's when you realize, like, oh, is this game worth going out and playing? Yes, because you can win, even when you're up against the odds. Now, final thing in the last minutes here. I'm sure you saw the latest indictment that Jack Smith filed yesterday. By the way, Jack Smith's wife does documentaries for the Obamas, but I'm sure that's, you know, I'm sure that's all above board. Is this indictment from Smith just 100% outright illegal?
If Donald J. Trump sees me say this, that I will sue Jack Smith, then give me a call because I will sue him tomorrow. The malicious prosecution and the weaponization of our judicial system is not only just an embarrassment as to emphasizing how far behind in the polls in the American eyes they see themselves on the left, but it's also just weaponization of the one thing that protects us from the only two options if we don't have a court system, which are abject violence or pure tyranny. Those are the only two things you have left to maintain civil order in an organized society, which are, again, pure tyranny and violence. That is what it resorts to if you don't maintain an integral court system. And if you want to have rights that are available and protected, it's through the courts. And right now we're seeing it as the spear that is being weaponized in partisan politics, and it's absolutely uncalled for. So I think it's disgraceful. I think it's disgusting. And I think that every American knows there's no teeth to it. And all it is just putting more red tape on his campaign. And I would love nothing more than to just rip right through that tape.
What about, we've got the sentencing coming up with another clearly corrupt judge in New York. Do you think they're going to have the gall to put Trump at Rikers Island?
Try it. That's the only response that I really have. I'm not going to opine as to what a judge is ultimately going to do with the sentence, but I think it speaks volumes about the judge's character, depending on the sentence that he hands down within his discretion. And I think that the American people can see right through exactly what they're doing.
I would imagine they're probably, as I'll opine on it, I imagine they're probably looking at it the same way I am. And they're saying, okay, we've sent a lot of messages to Trump to stop. I mean, we tried to kill him and he just keeps going. So I don't know if putting him in prison really, if that's going to get him the message, maybe they think it'll get him off the campaign trail. But they have to realize that it's only going to boost his poll numbers, boost his funding, making him more of a living legend. And so that's kind of what we're up against. Mike Yoder, it's great to see you starting Citizen AG. Anytime you have an update, you send it to me. I'll get you on the air here so you can let people know the great legal battles that you have ongoing.
I have a big one coming out tomorrow, so I'll keep you posted on that. There's a certain someone circulating in the news pretty prevalently who's about to get sued tomorrow.
So you already got this one in Georgia that's like hot off the press, and you got another one coming tomorrow?
I'm carpet bombing the country with lawsuits to protect our freedom right now.
I love it. Mike Yoder, where can people follow you?
You can find me on Instagram. My handle on Instagram is Yoder_ESQ. That's where a lot of the updates for Citizen AG are going to be posted while we try to build that account up. And then you can also contribute, find us online, read the articles at citizenag.org.
Mike Yoder, God bless you. Godspeed. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate
and your
it.
Great work. Folks, I'm telling you, this is why I have hope for the future. I met Mike when he was in law school, and I mean, he's not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be here for a long time. He's going to be here for a long time. I hope we save the country and we have things so prosperous and we get back to the way this country was meant to be that we don't need to do this fight anymore. But there is a good future right here in this country, but we got to win this election.
I do believe that we have a trifecta pandemic going on. We have monkeypox, of course, that they say it's coming. We have COVID, like the flirt virus of COVID right now. It's everywhere. People are calling me. People are getting sick. COVID, flu, bird flu, and all these other ones that they are talking about, those are RNA viruses. And because they are RNA viruses, they are sensitive to zinc. So zinc needs quercetin to enter the cell. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID lung symptoms, and possibly die. So please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. People call me to get them out of the hospital. And once you're in the hospital, we cannot help you. And also, With the hydroxychloroquine too, you can also get the zinc and quercetin. So my advice for people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox defense. And if you have children, get the Immunovites for children, because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the trifecta family pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get your defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We have physicians licensed in, we have physicians that can prescribe in all 50 states, and we have pharmacies that will ship to all 50 states. So please, before something gets really crazy, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For monkeypox, bird flu, like I call the trifecta, pox, bird flu, and COVID, if you get pox defense and Covivites, that should help you. We have it on our website. If you also get, for, you know, some people take Covilite. Covilite is like our bestseller. I love it. I take it every day. If you get Covilite and pox defense, these two should be able to cover all the viruses. If you're taking Covivites, this is all you need. If you're the person that takes Covilite, you just need Covilite and this. This should be able to cover, because it has quercetin, it has zinc, it has vitamin D, it has everything that you need to build your immunity. That is my cry. Don't wait till you get sick. We have a slew of other vitamins and everything on our website. We have medicinal herbs that can help deal with all kinds of stuff. So my job right now to the American people is to make sure that you're prepared, you're medically prepared. I've been saying it for a while that we're going to have a disruptive event, and it's coming. If you notice, these globalists, they want their agenda 2030. It's on track, or in their mind, it's on track. They want by 2025 for all of us to be digitalized. I said it from the beginning in 2020 that COVID was a Trojan horse for the vaccine. And the vaccine is Trojan horse. It's a Trojan horse for transhumanism, population control, genetic modification. I've said that over and over. And I think that right now in 2024, patriots, listen to me. Everybody should be aware of this. Like I said, if you can get quercetin, if you can get hydroxychloroquine, if you can get ivermectin from your doctor or from wherever, I am pretty much good with it. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Saving this country. Get on board or get out of the way. We're saving it. It all starts on November 5th, and we're never turning back. They say, oh, you know, Republicans want to turn it back. Trump wants to turn it back. Yeah, we want to turn it back from your tyranny. We want to turn it back from your deception, your brainwashing over the American people, your fake news, your lies. We want to turn it back from your Orwellian dystopian future. We want to turn it back from you crushing the economy. We want to turn it back from you opening our borders, remaking the face of this nation. Yeah, we want to turn it back from that. But then when we get in charge, we're going to make this country free and prosperous. We're going to invent things. We're going to get healthy again. And then we're never turning back. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing here at InfoWars. That's been the InfoWars goal. When Alex Jones set out on this mission 30 years ago, that they want to come to an end. Well, we're still here, not taking a single moment for granted, ladies and gentlemen. And it's thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com that I have a great crew behind me, that we get these great guests, we have these great studios, It's all thanks to your continued support at InfoWarsStore.com. The same InfoWars Mega Sale. Live right now, top-rated, top-selling products at a deep discount, including BOD Ease. You know, I talked about the gold, the little gold bar that we sell as part of InfoWars memorabilia, just to have something to show you supported InfoWars and have a little piece of InfoWars memorabilia limited edition. That's literal gold. BOD Ease is like gold for your health in a capsule, I would say. The power of turmeric is unbelievable. And the older I get, the more I realize it. Anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I can truly tell a difference. I'm to a point now where I'm like, I'm getting as much turmeric as possible. I don't even care about the suggested use. I'm not saying there's a suggested use, and that's fine. You know, consult your doctor on everything. But I'm like, I'm going way over and above. I can't get enough turmeric. I want it everywhere. I want it in my drinks. I take the capsules every day. I can really tell the difference in my joints, inflammation, flexibility. I mean, it's truly, it's unbelievable. For me, it's mostly the inflammation and soreness, I would say. I mean, I've got some joint things maybe just from years of lifting weights and playing sports. But for me, the big difference is with soreness and inflammation. Where if I go do a big workout or I go play basketball for 2 or 3 hours, if I don't take turmeric that night and the morning after, the soreness and the inflammation will last 2-3 days. I mean, I will feel it. I'll feel stiff, and it's not fun. And it reminds you you're not a young man anymore. If I take the bodies that night, that day after, the difference is incredible. By the next day, I'm back to feeling great again. So that's why I like it. But there's all kinds of different health benefits of turmeric. Bodies is incredible. It's the reason why there's 5-star reviews. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. That's my review from using it for years. But you can read other reviews for yourself. 25% off Bodies. Great way to support your own health. Great way to support this transmission. At InfoWarsStore.com with Bodies 25% off. Part of the InfoWars Save the InfoWars Super Sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's do this quickly. Former Democrat campaign worker talks about the corruption inside the DNC. You could say she's blowing the whistle on her own party. Clip 4.
Okay, I'm going to get real in this, and it's probably going to piss some people off. But I'm okay with that. Because if I'm not being honest, then what else am I doing? I just got back from the DNC where I signed up to volunteer. And when I initially had signed up to volunteer, Joe Biden was still the nominee. It wasn't yet Kamala Harris. I've worked in progressive politics for a long time. I have worked for many different Democratic candidates, Senate candidates, House candidates, even some Democratic organizations. And as the years have gone by, I found myself getting more and more disillusioned with the Democratic Party, although until now, I've never said that out loud or anywhere public. And I just want to say that by saying this, I'm not necessarily saying that the other party is better. I'm just giving you my experience with working with the Democrats. Throughout my career, I've mostly done campaign fundraising, so I've seen it the way that it works behind the scenes. And I know that candidates spend 8, 9, 10 hours a day just calling donors and begging rich people for money. It's pretty much the only people that they talk to. I mean, of course, sometimes they have to talk to voters, but the majority of their time is just spent calling and begging rich people to give them money for their campaigns. And what this inevitably means is that we don't actually live in a democracy. It's just rich people calling the shots and having the access to talk to the politicians. They're the ones that basically get their ear all day. They're the ones that can help shape and prioritize what the politician actually focuses on. Even the politicians that detest this, that want to get big money out of politics, still have to play this game. They still have to make these calls. They still do the same amount of just calling rich people and begging them for money. And what unfortunately happens once they get into office, if they get into office, is that they soon realize that the money machine is so great and the seduction of power is so immense that they no longer adhere to these values. When I first got into politics, I thought that Democrats were the party of the people. And at the DNC this week, I felt like I was in a building with the most elite and out-of-touch people in the entire world. It very much felt like, let's just have a huge party and forget all of our problems because the vibes are brat. When I was there, I didn't feel any connection to real America or the place that I come from, which is the Midwest, Kansas City, Kansas, and Missouri. I didn't feel any connection to the people that I know right now who are struggling to buy their groceries or to pay their rent. The people who want to know what both candidates are going to do to materially affect change in their lives. And when I was there listening to the speeches, I felt myself feeling mad because I didn't hear anything about the economy. Definitely not in Kamala's speech and not very much in the others as well. Instead, I heard generic platitudes, things like joy and respect and integrity, and what does that even mean? Let's make the military the most lethal in the world? I thought I was part of the anti-war party. I thought I was part of the party that fought for the underdog.
Ouch.
That championed working people.
That's a tough realization.
When and how did we just become the party of academia and affluence? Because that's what we are right now.
Oh.
How can we ever say that we're going to fight corporate power or give a voice back to those communities that have been left behind when above the delegates on the floor in levels and rings of suites with donors and corporations, that we're literally looking down on the people below from above? That's what Chris Cuomo said, and he is absolutely right. You know, I went to the DNC this year hoping that I would feel reconnected to the Democratic Party, that I would have more of a sense of understanding of Kamala and her candidacy and what she stood for, but instead, I ended up leaving and feeling the opposite, more disconnected and alone than ever. And I don't think I can support Kamala Harris for president. I don't even know if I can call myself a Democrat anymore. I don't know who I'm going to be supporting, but I know it's not her. And for once, I'm not afraid to say it.
Not hype, folks. This is the reality of the situation. It's not all this fake AstroTurf hype and enthusiasm behind Harris. It's the exact opposite. The Democrat Party is losing support. They're losing longtime voters. They're hemorrhaging them, in fact. They're speaking out against the Democrats.
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison, to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings. Amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-karat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-karat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, and it still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10, and you make a $100 donation, and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars Limited Edition proprietary 24-karat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we are getting word that Pavel Durov has been freed from a French prison moments ago. So that's good news. Earlier, they were announcing new charges against him. So I'm not sure of all the developments that led to him being released or what the full story is, but there are images and videos of him being released from the prison. And so that's where it stands right now. Again, Telegram founder and CEO arrested on bogus charges. And so I guess they released him after officially charging him. And now the legal fight begins. Now, they're saying he can't leave France. Yeah. No surprise, they won't let him go back home. But when all the other apps allow the exact same stuff, their CEOs don't get charged. Although, who knows? They may be coming for Elon Musk next. The truth is, I think if the Democrats get elected in 2024, I think they'll probably just try to shut X down and ban Telegram in the United States. But hopefully we don't have to see that. Now, here's some of the other election news developing right now, and it's the same trend. Republicans are engaging in lawsuits and activities to try to have a fair election. Democrats are stopping them at every turn. Like the SAVE Act. Now, you have these Democrat groups that are putting out mass notifications, mass emails, mass text messages, like the League of Women Voters
And they're saying, urge your members of Congress to oppose the SAVE Act. The SAVE Act. This is what they send. This is the actual text of what they send. The House and Senate introduced the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, which would require citizenship documentation to register to vote. Why are you against that? Why are you against that? So Democrats don't want there to be the SAVE Act that says you have to be a citizen to register to vote. Why would Democrats be against that? Mike Lee, he's the main Republican senator introducing and pushing this legislation. Mike Lee pitches attaching SAVE Act to spending bill to ensure debate in the Senate. I think it's genius. It's also co-sponsored by Representative Chip Roy, supported by Donald Trump. Proof of citizenship voting bill threatens government shutdown. And that's McConnell's big fear with the next budget fight. You know, I don't know why Republicans haven't figured this out yet. And the Democrats kind of... Shutdowns never hurt Democrats. If the Democrats are in power and there's a shutdown, it's Republicans' fault. If the Republicans are in power and there's a shutdown, it's Republicans' fault. They'll never be able to change that. But what they can do is they can change the messaging. And so when you see all these stories, government shutdown, the Republicans come in judo and just say, hey, good. The government's corrupt. The government's the bad guy. We don't like the government. Let's go ahead and shut it down. That will help you. That's a winning political message. And don't even be bashful about it. Screw the government. Don't come into it with a soft kid glove approach. Republicans are going to cause a government shutdown. Say, good. The government's corrupt. It's out of control. So good. Shut it down. Screw the government. Nobody likes the government anyway. That's a winning political message. I don't know if this Republican Party is ready for it yet, but that's where this is going. But, oh, not Mitch McConnell. He's afraid of a government shutdown because he'll get blamed, and he's just so pathetic. So McConnell will do everything to stop this bill from becoming a part of the next spending bill. And there's going to be a fight there. But the bigger story to me with 69 days till the election is the fact that the Democrats don't want there to be the SAVE Act. And they're telling their voters and they're to go out and contact Democrat members of Congress and say, don't pass the SAVE Act. It would require citizenship to register to vote. Oh, you want non-citizens voting? That's what that translates to. Again, why is it always the same story? Democrats stopping Republicans from clearing out the voter rolls of dead voters, ineligible voters. It's happening in Michigan. We're defending Michigan voters from a lawsuit threatening their ability to vote, says the Brennan Center, a Democrat activist group. Another lie. It's not stopping anybody. And this, and these people are teamed up with the same group we just talked about, the League of Women Voters. It is an outright lie. All they want to do is make sure you are a citizen to vote and make sure that the voter rolls don't have dead voters and people who have moved out of state. That's all they're trying to do. And the Democrats are fighting it. Why? RNC files another lawsuit in North Carolina over non-citizen voting, targeting 225,000 registrations that did not meet the required identification information before the voter registration forms were processed. So in other words, 225,000 people registered to vote in North Carolina that likely aren't even citizens. Now, if they are, then this won't be a problem. Very simple. If you're a citizen in North Carolina, you're allowed to vote. If you're not a citizen in North Carolina, you're not allowed to vote, and you will not get to vote.
And the Democrats don't like that. And so, again, this was a huge story in Virginia where they cleared tens of thousands. It might have been 100,000 non-citizen voters from the voter rolls in Virginia. So that's why I think Trump wins Virginia. Same thing happens. If they clear the voter rolls in North Carolina, Trump wins North Carolina. Hell, I mean, if they can clear the voter rolls in Nevada, he could win Nevada. If they clear the voter rolls in Michigan, he could win Michigan. I've shown what I think Trump's path to victory is, but this is huge, folks. Why do the Democrats, with stories like this, Republicans want you to think non-citizens are voting, but they're not. Okay, well, then why do you care? If non-citizens are not voting, then why do you care if Republicans pass laws to stop non-citizens from voting? Why are you up in arms about it? If they're not voting, why do you care? Why does it affect you? Why are you pulling your hair out? Why are you going on tirades and sending mass texts and emails telling people to oppose the SAVE Act and warning people that Republicans are trying to stop you from voting and all they're doing is stopping non-citizens from voting? If non-citizens aren't voting, then why do Democrats care so much? Well, it's obvious. Because non-citizens are voting. And it's how Democrats win. You've got the RNC continuing their legal battle to not let the Democrats be outnumbering Republicans 10 to 1 as poll watchers. Texas Attorney General launches election fraud raids on Latino Democrats' homes, including state house candidate and local mayor. Officers seize 65 cell phones and 41 computers. Boy, I wonder what they're going to find there. Wonder what they're going to find there. Now, here's another move the Democrats are trying to pull. They're trying to get all other candidates off the ballot that they think Democrats might vote for because they don't like Kamala Harris, like Jill Stein. They tried to get Jill Stein off the ballot in Wisconsin, a swing state, and they lost. Jill Stein will be on the ballot. So Democrats tried to remove Jill Stein from the ballot. They lost in court. Now, Michigan tried to take Cornel West off the ballot. The Democrats sued to try to get Cornel West off the ballot. They lost in court. Cornel West will be on the ballot. Two swing states where they know West and Stein will take votes away from Harris. Now, originally, Michigan wanted RFK Jr. The Democrats in Michigan sued to get RFK Jr. off the ballot. Then he endorsed Trump, and they say, oh, never mind, we want him on the ballot. Scoundrels and scumbags, the Democrat Party. Have you seen enough proof? I mean, is there really anything else left to prove how these people lie, cheat, and steal to win?
Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products for good reason, too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider getting Bodies whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious craziest time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack. But we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible. And it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get bodies today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.